It's difficult to hire the best teachers when principals have to wait until May before knowing if funding is approved. That's one of the reasons the school board directed business administrator Todd Hopper to push the process up by a couple of months.
Yeah, so we're hoping to have a pretty in-depth conversation with the board regarding the budget in January. And that will really set the baseline for what we need to have in place for the upcoming school year. By March, we want to have that finalized so that we can build the numbers around it and actually have a full proposal for the public to see at a budget hearing that would take place in April.
A tax increase is imminent, and Hopper says last year they planned for a $3.5 million increase, which covers teacher salaries. Another $3.5 million is likely needed for programs this next school year.
And that was for compensation. It was for additional staffing as we looked at the health and safety needs of the school, as well as maintaining fund balance. So that was all contemplated. That at property values of last year represented about an $86 increase on a home valued at $650,000. So that's kind of our get-go point. We kind of anticipate that. What the rest of the conversation is, what else is needed as we move into the next school year? What other things are needed in the classrooms? What other things are needed based on student population and demographics?
Hopper says a $7 million tax increase will cost an additional $189 on a home valued at $650,000. All the elementary schools are nearly finished with safety upgrades to the entryways. A safety consultant will be selected by early January to advise on measures needed to secure the district's secondary schools.
I think the feel is that we've worked with architects and with mechanical engineers to see how could we put safety measures into the buildings. But we probably need to step back a little bit and just say, are we looking at the right solution for what we're wanting to do? Is this the right way to secure the perimeter of a school? Is this the right way to manage visitors as they come to the schools so that we're not creating a prison environment to, at one extreme? But we still want to be welcoming and hoping that parents and volunteers will come to the schools and not feel that they're being shaken down on the way through to work with the kids.
As reported earlier this month, the federal tax reform just passed by Congress will impact state funding of public schools.
So we're watching the tax reform ideas. So the national government has taken care of some tax reforms. We'll see how that trickles down into the state level. A lot of that has to do with income tax, which is the primary funding source for public education. So we'll have to watch how our state legislature responds to the federal tax reform.
Hopper says the recently released governor's budget looks very favorable for public education.
A very sizable increase in the value of the WPU. 70% of the new money's coming into the state, he's directing into public education. So we're pretty excited about the messaging he's putting out there and the expectations that are coming from his budget.
Look for continued budget talks and assignment of the safety consultant in the January 9th school board meeting. I'm Carolyn Murray, KPCW News.